If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I think what the Jaguars do defensively, this is a zone coverage defense. They're not going to let you get big plays. They're going to be okay with it kind of giving up a little bit in the run game. But this is a defense that has been on fire on the back half of the season. It's been one of the better defenses on the back half, and primarily in this last quarter of the season.
Our morning show's guest today, or one of them, Cody Alexander, MatchQuarters.com on the Jaguars. I'm not convinced yet.
I liked our guy better.
I'm not convinced that this team is all that. Ross Tucker wouldn't call their defense great. I don't know. I think I'm probably suffering from Jaguars osis, where this is what, like our guest Ryan Green mentioned this about Liam Cohen, playing up the perceived lack of respect. Coaches always love to do that. But one night game that really I didn't pay that much attention to Jacksonville in because they were playing the Chiefs. And that was in week five. And AFC South, you know.
Right.
I tend to just
skip
a lot of those games.
I was high on them in the reverse AFC power rankings in the summer and leading into the season. And then just sort of settled for they're Jacksonville, the uniforms, the stadium, the London. Like, come on, you're not a serious football operation. Don't try to convince me that you are. And then I watched them against Denver and went like, I think they're pretty serious.
Ross did say
pretty serious operation.
Best two teams in the conference. He didn't You know, he didn't besmirch the Jaguars. He just said about their defense, maybe not elite. Well, I told you yesterday, because you've been saying this is the toughest team the Bills could have drawn, and I said, I'm not sure I want to be talked into that. And so far, I'm holding on to...
Good. We need you. The audience needs you.
Do they?
Yeah, because I don't want to be the guy that's like scaring everybody or anything. I mean, It's almost like my... looking at them the way I'm looking at them. I mean, it's objective and honest, but it's also somewhat of a self-defense for get out of here. You're not going to beat the Bills. You're not beating Josh Allen in the play. Like, there's a lot of that in me, but I don't think that that's just, what is that? That's just bravado and mostly nonsense for me. I feel like, you know, like I'm thinking about the conversation 3 weeks ago we had with Ross about the uniforms. You know, he's like, I think there's something to that, he says, like, or something along those lines. Like he was like listening to it. Not that he was respecting it as a reason to not think they're good, but like it conditions you to, like, you know, what have you always thought of this team, right? And that's, I mean, if any coach is going to be able to lean into the lack of respect card, I mean, I don't know this Liam Cohen from Adam, but I would think that that's a pretty easy card to play. You're Jacksonville. You've got people all over the country that really, really are passionately following the NFL that just don't ever take you seriously because you've never really done anything serious.
Well, McDermott had a kick at that when he got here.
Sure he did.
You know?
Sure he did.
In Brady's shadow, in New England's shadow, and that was coming to an end. And I wonder exactly how hard he went at that. I mean, there are traces of it over the years, or at least there used to be. Mm-hmm. It's a tough act now.
For sure.
But they will. They will. I'm telling you, they will say it if they win a game or two, how everybody gave up on them. Just brace yourself for that. And you don't have to laugh.
That'll be their reaction to the, you know, it's you got to do it now. Now or never. Like that will be perceived as a lack of respect, which it really isn't. What it is you've been great for all this time and you're never going to have a better looking field, all right? You're not ideally aligned within it because you're going on the road probably three times as opposed to being at home in these other years facing, you know, the rock star quarterbacks and the you know, the big bad teams that you're a part of in the conference. But it does sort of play into the idea that, you know, it is respectful. It's you've been great. Go do it now. You know, that's the polite way, I think, to phrase what's being said nationally about them. You've been great. Go do it.
And I just have not been able to settle for that this is in any way easier this year.
Right.
You know, like last year, Denver, you had to whip them and they whipped them. The Ravens have found ways to lose playoff games, and that happened again. The Bills weren't bad or anything, but, you know, they might have been the second best team on the field, but the Ravens, like, is that a team looking back? Because we make this point, you hear people make this point all the time. Are the Ravens a part of that? I mean, the Bills have two playoff wins against them, and they have had a penchant for kind of choking. So I don't know that I missed them in the playoff picture for the Bills. I mean, they're almost in it. And then it's a Kansas City team last year that was really ineffective almost in every game on offense going into that playoff game. And then, you know, the Bills made it kind of easy on them. So, yes, it's Mahomes. That's the point, really. It's that it's – or even Reed. Like, it's the point
whatever
is –
whatever season you've had, if you still got to deal with that guy or those guys, that's going to be tough.
I don't know that I like this more. You know, three road games, even just because it's – not just because, but it's new teams. You know, like, there's a little bit – This is always something we decide after the fact, that whether it's a team that wasn't up to the playoffs, not built for it, as they say, cracked under pressure, or they were loose, you know. And that's the job that Cohen has this week. But I like his chances, you know, at home against the team in the AFC on the AFC side that's had the most recent success. That, all right, well,
yeah, if you want to play that up, yeah, right.
If we're really serious, that, you know, we win this game.
It'd be really hard to play that up if you were playing Houston or even the Chargers. Like, really, any other team in the playoff field, I think, because everybody else is new, kind of, right? And, like, the Bills are the stalwart. And so if you want to play the underdog card, nobody respects us, you've got the right opponent for it, that's for sure. I mean, I think, you know, these guys, if they really want to do it, can manufacture that out of nowhere. I mean, we live in a world where the Chiefs were yelling about how people didn't give them a chance against the Bengals the second time around when they beat them, and Burrowhead and all this nonsense, and, like, yeah, Travis Kelce going full WWE wrestler after the game. Like, okay, shut up.
Yeah, that's already one of the worst things to have to listen to.
But so they always will get there, but this is kind of ready-made for this coach, if that's the angle he wants to play, and I don't blame him for playing it, because again, I think the perception of this team is that, what? Shit.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Jacksonville. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Just yeah. Doing that with my hand. I don't know, for the Twitch crowd.
We'll have picks on Friday.
I believe that, yeah.
Pick them all six?
Yes. Yeah, I think it's what we do once we get to the playoffs.
It's still a race. It's still a race, right?
Yes, it is. There's enough games for me to still catch up, but it's not. It's like 8.5 now.
8.5 with goal, Burnley. 8.5 with...
I didn't need to hear you say that.
13 games left. I'm not dormy.
No, you're not. No.
We don't bet anymore. Like, there's no stake anymore. There used to be.
Right.
Couple of embarrassing scenes occurred years ago after the picks season ended. I thought of a good one, though.
Oh, yeah?
So, you have the car wash pass?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In theory, you have that?
I have it. I haven't used it in 3 months, which is it's stupid.
Very much car wash season.
I know, and I'm not participating. I'm like, I'm on IR.
I was in there the other day, and, you know, it runs pretty smoothly, efficiently, how you get into, you sort of work your way into two lines,
mm-hmm.
and then as you approach the car wash itself, you just alternate. There's even a sign telling you to do that.
Take turns. Yeah.
The loser of the picks should have to cut that line. And just absolutely, because sometimes you might feel like the person whose turn isn't going to go in front of you. Like it's so congested that they move up
mm-hmm.
and you know, like they're not really going to make this move. Are
right.
They? I've never seen anybody do it. I think
me,
but
either.
imagine having to do it where you're in the car wash. There's a lot of cars and you know, everybody alternates very dutifully and you decide to not do that. And you just go right up underneath the guy. I mean, you could even get hit doing that. But that would be the loser of the picks would have to do that. And there'd be video.
You have to videotape it?
You'd have to prove
provide
it.
Provide the evidence?
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be awful to have to do, right?
I would not do it. I would not agree to that wager.
I'd have to have a mask on or something.
I wouldn't be able to.
I don't know. Because somebody could take a picture of you doing that. It's that egregious.
Right. Yes. Yes.
And I don't know what happens from that, but... Just to try to embarrass you, try to expose you.
Yeah, I don't want any part of that.
For cutting the car wash line.
Where was I? Where this just happened to me yesterday or today on my way in. I was sitting at a light waiting to turn into one of the plazas on Sheridan Drive. I needed to stop and get Fred some dog food on my way into work. So I'm waiting at the light on Sheridan Drive for that plaza where there used to be a Jim Steakout in there. I don't know what else is in there, right? It's a little plaza on Sheridan Drive.
All right.
And I'm at the light, and the light is green, but the arrow's red, right? As I pull up to it, I miss the arrow, but the light is green, and so traffic is going. And there's not really any traffic. Like, I could have safely turned left into this lot.
On a red light.
On a red arrow. The light, it was green.
That's a light.
Right. But my turn signal was red. So, you know, that's I'm not supposed to do that. I'm supposed to go. But I'm sitting there, and I'm a little later than I would like to be to get here, right? And there's no traffic coming. It's still green for the people traveling on Sheridan Drive, and I'm just looking at the cars lining up to wait for their turn to come out of the lot. And I'm like, I could have gone 10 times already. I could have turned into this lot. And I thought, I'm going to do it. And I thought, somebody might recognize me.
That keeps us both out of a lot of trouble.
Somebody might recognize me. All I need is to be like, just I'm like, I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it.
There are so many times, like at a store where I felt like I had a cause and wanted to raise my voice, you know, maybe because service was terrible or something. Mm-hmm. Like my instinct is always not to do it because of this.
Yeah. I don't need a Twitter post.
I know.
A video of me turning left on red on Sheridan Drive at 2:10 in the afternoon.
Or way worse.
But right. Making a scene in the store. Yeah. That is way worse.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Yeah. That was just a couple of hours ago. I'm just like, I should just go.
You're not agreeing to the car wash.
I cannot do it.
You're not.
No, I would not agree to that. I would. No, I can't.
I wouldn't either.
I can't. No.
It's only one time, though.
I know, but I just. God.
Oh, I didn't see the sign.
I feel bad.
What do you mean you didn't see the sign? You don't need to see the sign. This is obviously how we do it. We alternate. There's two lanes. Right. Anybody would know that. Right. You don't need to see the sign.
Right. It's just common decency.
It's just common sense.
It's the social compact we all live with.
You'd have to alternate here.
Yeah.
This is how.
Yeah. No, I would never. I can't.
It is funny sometimes to see cars cross lanes before you get into the flow. Because, you know, you have the car wash pass people.
Well, they might not know. Yeah, they might be in the wrong lane and I got to pay or I don't have whatever. Yeah. Right. I'm, you know, you forget you're maybe not driving your car. You're driving your wife's car and she doesn't have the pass and
like, something.
Whatever. Yeah.
All right. Well, scratch that idea. Yeah. Sal Capaccio coming up at 5. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card. they accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.